Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX from the Billikens Grill at St. Louis University, ahead of the Billiken Blizzard game tonight at Chaffetz against Dayton. Again, brought to you by Summer at SLU. But it is time for us to visit with our weekly Friday guest. He joins us every Friday to talk Chiefs football. Danan Hughes, former receiver and current radio analyst on the Kansas City Chiefs side. Danan is with us on KMOX. What's up, man?
What's going on, people? You are, are you as excited as I am? We did what Amy told us to do last week. What did we do, Amy?
We punched him in the mouth, Danan.
We hit him in the mouth. That's right. We hit the Bills again in the mouth.
Why do I keep getting one word wrong? What is wrong with me? Anyway, hit him in the mouth.
I tried to tee it up. Yep, I tried to tee it up for you. There we go. That's all right.
Danan, like you can tee it up, but you can't make him swing. You can't make him hit a home run.
Yeah. Well, so we're about to enter Super Bowl week here, Danan. What is the best part of Super Bowl week for you?
Oh, man, that's a good question because especially going down to New Orleans, one of my favorite restaurants, Ruth Chris, originated down there. So give me a good steak. There's a couple other restaurants I want to go to. Opening ceremonies is really cool as well. But the game, I think it's really about the game. It's, as soon as Monday hits, you hope that Sunday comes quick. And you get, especially when you're talking about making history, and all that's going to be talked about. I think we're going to have information overload by the time the game comes, and you're just going to want to be, you want the game to happen. I interviewed DeAndre Hopkins right after the game, the AFC Championship game, because he was one of the three guys I interviewed. The other two were players that have been on the last two championship teams. So I went specifically to him. I was like, dude, you're a 12-year vet. Like, did you ever think that this was going to happen? Did you think that your time had passed and you missed the opportunities? And he said, yeah, I started to think about it a little bit. But then when I got the blessing of coming to this organization, and you once you get in the building, you start to realize what championship mindset, championship preparation is. And he had, like, a renewed energy about it. And I specifically asked him, I said, do you wish that the game was like tomorrow? And as a true veteran, he said, "Nah, man, I need a break. I need some rest." So, contrary to most other young players, where they want to play right away, at least the old vet wants to get some rest and get his legs back under him. But I think that's what the Super Bowl week is about. Is as soon as you get to Monday, you enjoy the festivities early in the week, and then you're like, okay, let's get the game going.
All right, what is the curfew situation for the Chiefs this week, and are you going to be breaking it?
So my curfew is non-existent.
I don't know about that. I think you should have a curfew, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
So here's the question to you guys. Going from Monday through Sunday, what should be my curfew? Because I am a team player. I help Amy with the hit him in the mouth. I helped you guys. I helped you guys with the happy home. What was it? Happy husband, happy home.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah.
A few weeks ago.
Well, all right. I'll tell you what. I think you should be in bed winding down by 9:15, and I would like for you a hard stop for the day at 10:15. You need to be asleep by 10:15.
Okay. Well, So we have this on record. You're saying I should be in bed by 9:15 a.m.
No.
And sleep by 10 a.m. in New Orleans. Well, that's what I heard. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah. 9:15. Yeah. He'll be at the Cat's Meow until 8:15.
Yeah. No, here's what I think. I think you should start 4 a.m., right, the first night, 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 1 a.m.
Work your way down.
Midnight. Work your way down so that you're rested, right, for the Super Bowl. But you start at 4 a.m. and then just come back slightly earlier each night until the night before the Super Bowl. I feel like that is incredibly responsible.
That would be responsible. So no 9:15 a.m. That's okay. What I'm saying.
Danon, I will say this. I have never been to another Super Bowl city during Super Bowl week other than New Orleans, but I have a very difficult time thinking it's better anywhere else except maybe Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas and Scottsdale is pretty strong. Vegas is strong, obviously the strongest, because nothing ever shuts down there. So, I'll be responsible for all the listeners that are worried and concerned about me, making sure that I'll be strong-voiced and ready to go and prepared for the Super Bowl. I will be responsible, and my wife is coming down later in the week, so we will both be responsible. I'll put my best effort forward for us to make history.
We know you will.
And Danon, like, I just read this story.
I'll tell you the truth off air.
Danon, I just read the story in The Athletic about how Patrick Mahomes becomes like a superhero. He gets so in the zone. It becomes otherworldly before a game. Now, you've got all the hype and all the excitement of the Super Bowl for an entire week. It's got to be, I guess, a kind of balancing act for the players. Do they try to isolate themselves from all of that? Do they try to enjoy a little bit of it? How do you balance that as a player?
Yeah, I think, first of all, players are creatures of routine. They're creatures of habit. And whatever got you there is what you do, and whether that's a superstition or it's routine, some guys will attribute either to their success and maybe some failures. And I think that where we stand with this team, because of the consistent success that they have had, I don't think that the moment gets too big, so I don't think the week gets too big. I know they'll have special reservations and private rooms at different restaurants. They may have one night where they'll go out, the entire offensive line goes out, the entire running back group goes out on their own as a group. But other than that, like, they recognize that, you know, especially nowadays, I couldn't say this about the times when I played, because we didn't have, we barely had cell phones, never mind camera. But now with the, you know, you know that if I'm sitting at a bar during the week, there could be somebody across the room recording me, and I don't even know it, and post it on social media. So I think the awareness of the players, especially since they've been here before, and they, like we just mentioned, they've been in Vegas. So if you can be in Vegas and Scottsdale and South Beach for your three Super Bowl appearances, I don't count Tampa because that was during COVID. But those three Super Bowl appearances, I think you can handle New Orleans, and you also can recognize what's at stake socially. So I think they'll be more apt to be responsible. So I anticipate just group dinners, and that's probably the length of it.
That's really a great point. I was just telling you about being in New Orleans. I was there for the Rams-Patriots Super Bowl that happened 2002, and there was no such thing as camera phones. And you don't really think about that for athletes. They could do things, and, you know, maybe somebody saw them do something, but it wouldn't be plastered all over the internet if they did, right? So this is a very different era, something you don't really think about all that much.
And misconstrued as well. Think about how people can manipulate it. I could take a video of Patrick Mahomes toasting with his buddies on Monday, post it on Sunday, and say it was Saturday. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be aware of stuff like that. And I think these guys recognize that. We hadn't had any crazy stories from those other three venues, so I don't anticipate that being an issue this one. I would say that this one, because of what's on the line, that guys will be probably more conservative or more reserved this time than they probably were in the previous stints and opportunities at the Super Bowl. That's just my guess. Yeah. But at the same time, it's well, we'd say once in a lifetime. This is fourth in a lifetime opportunity for a lot of these guys. So they're going to savor it early in the week, and then they'll be dialed in as the game approaches.
All right, Danan, we are giving you a hard stop at 10 p.m. every night in New Orleans. We appreciate your time. We will talk to you next Friday ahead of the game, the Super Bowl between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Thank you again, my friend.
Why'd you have to add p.m. on that? That's not good.
Well, I'm just trying. I'm looking out for you.
Appreciate
I'm looking
it.
Out for you.
Go Chiefs. Yeah.
Hit him in the mouth. Yeah.
Hit him in the mouth.
Yeah. There you go,
but don't. Yeah.
Hit him in the mouth, baby. Hit
no,
him
don't,
in the
don't.
Mouth.
You'll end up in jail. Don't hit anybody in the mouth. That's Danan Hughes, Kansas City Chiefs, former receiver, now radio analyst.